Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Big shakeups taking place around the NFL as teams are making coaching moves heading into the offseason. The Raiders fired head coach Pete Carroll after just one season and a 3-14 record. Owner Mark Davis said in a statement that minority owner Tom Brady will take on a larger role within the franchise and will be the key voice in their head coaching search. Las Vegas has the number one overall pick in the 2026 draft. Meanwhile, the Browns parted ways with head coach Kevin Stefanski after six seasons. Stefanski's tenure ends with a 45-56 regular season record and 1-2 in the postseason. The Jonathan Gannon era is over in Arizona after three seasons and a 3-14 record this year. The Cardinals announced they're moving on from Gannon, but are retaining GM Monty Austinfort. The Falcons fired both head coach Raheem Morris and GM Terry Fontenot, while the Bengals announced they're retaining head coach Zach Taylor. And the Giants confirmed Joe Shane, their general manager, will return in 2026. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can test your sports IQ in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions all game long. You know the game. Put it to use. Trade every play with Robinhood. Download the app today. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Upcoming memorial in celebration for Norma Moy. Paso Robles holiday lights to be removed after January 11th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Three events are upcoming to honor the life and legacy of Paso Robles' greatest cheerleader, Norma Moy. Norma passed away on December 15th at the age of 92, surrounded by her loving family. The first event will be a rosary vigil on January 8th at 5 p.m. at the Keel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. When a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose with a graveside service at 1 p.m. And finally, on February 28th will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Estrella Building starting at 11 a.m. If you would like to honor Norma with a donation, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Yesterday morning, a section of Highway 46 near the Chelam Y was closed, according to CHP. CHP says a semi-truck with a trailer attempted to make a U-turn on the highway, but ended up getting stuck and blocking both lanes of the 46 East. CHP announced on social media they were utilizing one-way traffic control to continue the flow of vehicles and advised drivers to not travel off the paved roadway. The closure was first announced after 9:30 a.m. and was lifted just after 11 a.m. Paso Robles holiday lights to be removed after January 11th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Huron News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The city of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. The city invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time. This has become a treasured seasonal tradition this time of year, before the lights are replaced with the year-round white tree lights. The white lights will remain in place to continue to provide a warm and welcoming atmosphere in the downtown city park at night. This year's Paso lights were made possible in part due to sponsorships, and the city greatly appreciates the continued support and generosity. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be held today at 9 a.m. On this meeting's agenda is a capital project item that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel, these being 11th and Mission Street and 14th and Mission Street. A study conducted in 2020 predicted these intersections were projected to operate poorly by the year 2035, triggering the need for traffic signal installations. You can attend this meeting in person at 9 or watch online. A section of Highway 1 that was initially closed on Sunday afternoon has reopened. The segment is north of San Luis Obispo County, starting near Ragged Point Inn. It was first closed on Sunday due to rockfall and large pools of water in the roadway, according to Caltrans. Caltrans announced yesterday afternoon the road is reopened once again, all the way to 2 miles north of Lucia. The closure at Regent Slide is still in place as work continues. Caltrans says the highway is still estimated to reopen by the end of March this year. Congressman Salud Carbajal has released a statement condemning the recent actions in Venezuela under the Trump administration. Carbajal's statement opens by saying, quote, "The Trump administration's decision to attack Venezuela was a reckless and deeply destabilizing action." Carbajal's statement further says, quote, "Today's military action undermines the United States' global standing and weakens the international rules-based order our country helped build decades ago. Maduro is an illegitimate leader, but these actions risk pulling our nation into yet another open-ended conflict at a time when the American people are demanding an end to forever wars abroad." Carbajal's statement concludes by calling on Speaker Johnson and congressional Republican leaders to, quote, reassert Congress's oversight on war-making authority. In sports for the NFL, the playoffs, KPRL have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9 a.m., the 49ers and Eagles after 1 p.m., then on 5 p.m., the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, yesterday the Clippers beat the Warriors 103-102, the Trailblazers over the Jazz 137-117, the Hornets beat the Thunder 124-94. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With the amount of data and detailed information we can glean from a farm today with technology, the job of an agronomist is becoming more and more complicated. It just so happens that making sense out of large, complex data sets is exactly what artificial intelligence is suited to do. Advancing Eco Agriculture is one of the companies developing an AI agronomist. Founder John Kempf says they created FieldLark AI to help make sense of detailed agronomic information.
As we start looking at incorporating DNA sequencing and measuring all these different microbiome parameters of what's happening within a plant and around a plant, we get this influx of data and all these different factors that we need to take into consideration when making agronomic recommendations. And in a sense, we're moving away from the easy button. It's becoming more complex. It's been more complicated. There's more factors involved. It's just the decision making is much more nuanced now with this additional information. And the challenge to do that well is to be a really good agronomist around with that body of knowledge. Just requires a depth. And in today's world of rapidly evolving research, it's virtually impossible to keep up.
You can try FieldLark AI for free at fieldlark.ai.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A new webinar series featuring a range of experts, including farmers and scientists, aims to help farmers transition from conventional to organic crop production. Held January 14th to March 18th, the 10 online sessions will cover the certification process, market dynamics, soil health and soil amendments, pest and weed management, and other key topics of organic production. Ultimately, we hope to provide the resources, community, and support to folks who want to make a successful transition, said Margaret Lloyd, University of California Cooperative Extension Organic Agriculture and Small Farms Advisor for Yolo, Sacramento, and Solano counties. California leads the nation in the number of organic farms, land in organic production, and organic sales. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows right around 40, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in with highs in the low 60s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Mid-50s Thursday, upper 50s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently it is 50 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January something new and exciting is happening at K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow Jones Industrials have been nudging higher after closing at a record on Tuesday. Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin says businesses have been taking steps to hold their ground, even though they're facing higher costs and consumer pushback against further price increases. He sees companies leveraging automation, lower turnover, and reducing hiring to drive productivity. Also, Fed Governor Stephen Miron tells FBN's Maria Bartiromo that he expects the economic data coming in this year to support cutting interest rates. Meta Platforms is pausing international expansion of its augmented reality Ray-Ban smart glasses because of short supply and strong demand in the U.S. Meta says there is extremely limited inventory. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finish work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Glass windows in one day.
righty, something new for the new year. Taco Tuesdays and Tires. It's Car Care Confidence, 5:30 till 6:30. It's tonight from Spring Street Mobile. Keep your car safe and reliable. Hands-on, your own car expert coaching, fun and friends from the experts at Spring Street Mobile. Again, that's Taco Tuesday and Tires, Car Care Confidence, 5:30 to 6:30.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Men do strange things when spurned by a woman. The subject of today's story was no exception. As a matter of fact, his actions caused him to pay the ultimate price. Colin Baker was a small, thin bully from Texas who used a gun to make up for his size. In 1854, at the age of 16, he married Jane Petty. 4 years later, he killed a man. Colin and his family fled to Arkansas. 2 years later, his wife died. Colin, deep in the bottle, stabbed a man to death, and he ran back to Texas. Fortunately, no one seemed to care about his earlier Texas killings. Colin was able to gain the fancy of another woman and get married. At this time, the Civil War broke out, and Colin was conscripted into the Confederate Army. Not quite sure where his loyalties lay, he deserted the Confederate Army and joined the Union side. Then he deserted the Union Army and joined the Confederate guerrillas. Just after the end of the Civil War, Colin's second wife died. She was hardly cold in the grave when he was sparking Belle Foster, but her eyes were set for a crippled schoolteacher named Thomas Orr. After Belle married Thomas, Colin went off on the deep end, killing a storekeeper and, later, five soldiers. Finally, in December of 1868, Colin's jealousy got the best of him. He went to Thomas and Belle's home and, at gunpoint, dragged Thomas to the nearest tree where Colin hanged Thomas. Fortunately, Thomas was found and cut down before he died. But he had had enough. Thomas and three of his friends decided to find Cullen and have a showdown. They found Cullen on January 6, 1869, and approached him with lead flying. After this, Cullen Baker no longer bothered anyone. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-Johns to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-Johns is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-Johns designs in the coming year.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Three events are upcoming to honor the life and legacy of Norma Moy. The first will be a rosary vigil on January 8th at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home. Next is a funeral mass and graveside service January 9th at St. Rose. And finally, a celebration of life in the Estrella Building at the Mid-State Fairgrounds held February 28th. The city of Paso Robles announced its holiday lights will be removed after Sunday, January 11th. The city invites residents and citizens to enjoy the lighting in the downtown city park for one last time. This year's Paso lights were made possible in part due to sponsorships, and the city greatly appreciates the continued support and generosity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Pop. Republicans at the Trump Kennedy Center for their retreat that was scheduled before the removal of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
They'll have an opportunity to ask the president themselves directly questions about the strikes that happened, and specifically also about how to message this to the voters ahead of the midterms.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni. House Republican leadership announcing the death of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa from a rural district in Northern California. He was only 65 years old. House GOP majority stands at 4, with Indiana Representative Jim Baird out due to a car accident and resignation of Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hilton Hotels drops the Hampton Inn Lakeville property in Minneapolis that canceled room reservations for ICE agents. Hilton saying that the independent hotel owner promised they fixed the problem, but they did not meet their standards. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone Tri-Tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Rubble's Glass. They are the replacement windows. Turning out sunshine to start, then a few afternoon clouds, highs in the mid-60s, a couple of passing clouds tonight and overnight, otherwise generally clear. Lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, sunshine and clouds mixed in, 60 on your Wednesday. And Thursday we'll have sunshine and a little bit cooler. High should be in the mid-50s on your Thursday. And then upper 50s Friday, low 60s sunny Saturday, Sunday mid-60s Monday, and sunny upper 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down we go, 7:14 a.m., 5:05 p.m. It is 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and those absolutely gorgeous doors. Coming up this afternoon, Barry is back protecting what matters. Steve Frank, California political news and views, and then Stacey Korsgaden. She's candidate for California Insurance Commissioner. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Tuesday edition.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, again, you know how it's supposed to work. Just about anything that may be on your mind, and you can change the subject within the course of the conversation, and many times it is behind the scenes begged for and appreciated. All right, beef, it's what's for dinner. Kevin, many people like myself have discovered the healthy benefits of a carnivore diet. Thank you very much for that. Another one on beef. Brought a prime rib roast for Christmas, $29.90 without bone. With or without bone, I guess with the other two different prices, $2.99 a pound, and then without bone, $2.69 with. $26.99 with. So, how many pounds of beef would you need, Chris?
For it to be worth that price?
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming you wouldn't buy a prime roast, wouldn't come with just 1 pound, would it?
No.
It'd be, what, at least, I have no idea. I've never bought it.
I haven't either. In fact, well, my parents bought one recently for New Year's. They paid only about $100 for it. I forgot how many pounds it was, though, but I could probably do the math because they told me it was like $15 a pound. So I want to say they got about 6 pounds of beef there.
Okay. Well, I don't do the meat buying, so I can't tell you.
Maybe it was, I forgot, actually. Maybe it was $6. I know they got it at a discounted price, which is why they bought it. So my math could be off.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sure it was good.
It was, because my dad made it, and he never messes up prime rib.
Does he do it? He put it on the grill?
Yep. Puts it on the grill, low and slow.
Okay. Does he... would you say that he does the grill once a week?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay.
Anytime he gets a chance to buy some beef, he takes it, puts it on the grill, and has a good time.
All right.
Sometimes when I'm out shopping for myself, I'll call him up and be like, hey, Dad, they got this meat on sale right now for such and such. You want it? And most of the time it's, heck yeah, bring it home.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, the barbecue stuff Tastes pretty darn good if it's done the right way. Obviously, your dad knows what he's doing, so that's good. All right, speaking of shopping, here's one, and this could be coming to a store near you, a grocery store near you. This is back somewhere else, but this market is, let's see here, biometric identifier information collecting at the grocery store. This is New York. It collects, retains, converts, stores, or shares customers' biometric identifier information, which may include facial recognition, eye scans, and voice prints. This is what the sign says when you're going into this store. And the store has confirmed that it's collecting this, and it is for safety of our customers and employees because it's the top priority. The company says, like many retailers, we use cameras to help identify individuals who pose a risk to our people, customers, or operation. In a small fraction of our stores, the exhibit at elevated that exhibit an elevated risk. We have deployed cameras equipped with facial recognition technology. Well, I don't know how this works, but do you have any idea how this biometric technology stuff works, Chris?
No idea, unfortunately.
So, I'm trying to figure this out, if anybody knows. So, if I'm a criminal and I walk into a store with this technology, say, you know, do whatever to kind of, here's trouble. I don't know, but I'm wondering, well, if I'm walking into the store, then I'm not in jail, which in many states doesn't mean much anymore, but then what is the purpose? Is it just to alert them? So I don't know how far. Look, the privacy thing is slowly going away. I understand. Doesn't mean I like it. Matter of fact, I don't like it at all. But is like a lot of things that governments, or in this case, a private company do, everything is to save one. And it says here, our goal is simple, to keep our stores safe and secure. Okay, let's see here. Facial recognition technology serves as one investigative lead for us. We never base our decisions on a single lead alone. Okay. Now, persons of interest are determined by their asset protection team based on incidents occurring on our property and on a case-by-case basis by this information from law enforcement for criminal or missing person cases. Okay. Well, it retains the images and videos of shoppers for as long as necessary for security purposes before disposing of them. Well, it's there. I mean, we have cameras at KPRL, and a couple of times the police have asked for the, the dates on specific because they're looking for somebody here in beautiful uptown Paso Robles. Hi, good morning.
Hey, last hour somebody was appalled that we might have a liberal listening to the program and mm-hmm. commenting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm encouraged. Anytime I know, I realize, or because I've had questions in the past about whether or not the other side is listening, because that's what we want. We want everybody listening, right? We want to enlighten these people that are lost and have, you know, blinded by.
Well, but they may say the same thing, that you're lost.
Well, no, that's good. That's how we improve ourselves, learn, and anyway, it's a good thing.
Well, one of the things that happens is that, and this is both sides of the fence, they don't listen to completely what somebody may be saying, and in a lot of times they'll get into the maybe fifth or sixth word, and they heard something they didn't like, and then their mind is focused away from the continuation of the thought or the sentence, and so therefore they didn't take it all in. And again, that's on both sides. You know, that's kind of a tactic lawyers use. You know, you probably know. You know, my dad was an attorney. And mm-hmm. I learned at a young age that the retention or the listening aspect of all people, not just a certain ages, is very limited. And when somebody just automatically, they hear something, it's like reading the headline, then making the assumption without reading all the details or listening to the rest of a conversation. So people make that mistake often.
Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, we make that mistake with our spouses or our significant others way too much.
Well that's that's different, and that's fair game anyway. So that's
no, but I mean, we finish their sentences. We think we know what they're thinking or what their intentions are. But like you said, unless you listen to the whole conversation and know the details or the things coming up to it, so many times we make assumptions based on very limited knowledge, and probably half of that knowledge is wrong. What was it Reagan said once? The trouble with liberals is so much of what they know is not true, or something like that. Know to be facts is not true. I mean, that's a butchering of what he said. But anyway, I just wanted to. I'm always encouraged when I realize that there are people that aren't as conservative as some of the rest of us are listening to your programs.
Well, I sometimes wonder how conservative real people are when they talk conservative.
You mean they don't put their money where their mouth is?
Yep.
Well, it's easy to be an armchair conservative, right? Or an armchair whatever. But to go out there and actually get involved, that's a whole another level.
Well, it doesn't take that much to be involved, because you're always going to have the people who are in the lead, but they at least need reinforcement from, you know, either an email or a conversation or something like that. And, you know, my example last hour was, look, primarily these young ladies at the high school are doing the work. They have Kenny Henny, obviously, but they've been asking for more help. You know, boys going into girls' locker rooms. And right now, we're going to have people talking at parties and say, oh, this is terrible, this is terrible. Help the girls out. You know, you can send an email, or you could show up at a meeting every once in a while and voice your concern, or, you know, you're ticked off about it. And that's where it doesn't take that much to do it. I mean, how much time during the day do we waste?
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm just as guilty as anybody else, so I don't want anybody, you know, saying, well, Kevin, but my goodness, when you see the adults saying, well, I don't, you know, I can't get involved, I don't want to get involved, something may happen, I may, you know, whatever, they'll come up with any excuse possible. Well, that's part of our responsibility, I think.
Yeah, and the kids, like you say, how many of the boys are subjecting those predators, what sounds like predators there on the high school campus, of peer pressure? Whatever happened to peer pressure? And letting those guys know that this is not right, you know, honor your female classmates. And anyway, yeah.
Well, the standards of the do's and don'ts has changed a lot from when many of us were in school. So, you know, the thought of retaliation in one form or another is more in existence now than it was in the past. You know, kids, you know, if they breathe the wrong way at certain people, they can get in trouble. They don't want to deal with it.
Well, but, I mean, people that stick their neck out are the ones that change things.
Right, and right? I think the people that stick their necks out for the right things, you know, with character, I think that they sleep better and probably will be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said this for years. We have people stand up in front of a classroom and tell these kids to go out and change the world and do the world and, you know, all those kind of nice things, you know, and the speeches at graduation night. And yet there are many teachers that know what's going on is wrong, but they won't speak up because mm-hmm. they're afraid. Now, if you're afraid, how can you then stand up in front of that classroom and tell 16-year-olds not to be afraid if you're not going to do it? I understand job security, but if more people were not being sheep, the evil people, I'll call them, that'll go away. They won't be able to use the intimidation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that. So anyway, I got another call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Oh, you also have the teachers union. They're evil too. And they support this kid that is a pervert. He's a demented pervert and he's committing indecent exposure, and they're not doing anything about it. And they have had parents come in. They've had a lot of parents come in and a lot of kids come in, and they just ignore them. We got to get rid of that school board that is condoning this stuff, maybe even the superintendent.
Well, the people voted in the school board, and they voted in a couple of people, or at least one was appointed a couple of times. So I don't see that happening in the near future.
Well, we can try. It happened. They didn't think that Donald Trump had a chance either. All you got to do is try. We get the people, the conservatives that don't want to put up with this shit, to get to the polls. Like you said, they're not voting. So we're going to do a campaign to get them out to vote.
Let's hope so. Thank you. All right, here on the text. Ronald Reagan, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so. Okay. Well, Reagan had some pretty good ones. Matter of fact, there is a book from his son, Michael Reagan, on it's basically nothing but Reagan quotes. I started to read it a few years ago, but I like reading quotes, but I can't read, you know, a half hour of them. I just kind of loses my flavor a little bit. Speaking of roast beef and flavor. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? Oh yeah, the budget in California, and then the $70 million fraud in the state of California, which makes Minnesota look like nothing. But we'll see if anybody in California does anything about that. We have a couple of people. The gentleman that was on yesterday, again, what was he doing? He was asking for help from people. He was asking for help from people because you're going to get up against a huge bureaucracy. And when you have this amount of money involved, it ain't going to be easy. So the help is needed. And after, you know, again, I keep pounding this. This is your money. I mean, people are stealing money from you. The government is taking it from you with, I love the term legal plunder. And yet, so they legally take the money from you for God knows how many programs. And then a lot of that money is going to people who are basically stealing it and not doing what they're supposed to do with it. And the scratching of the head is, it's hard for me to believe that people accept this without doing something or trying to do something. We had, Chris, you gave the, Carbajal was barking about the Venezuela situation?
Yeah, he released a statement condemning it.
Okay, so, you know, somebody ought to ask him,
What have you done for the state of California? What have you done for the state of California? You ran on what? Homelessness, education, what else? Affordable housing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What have you done for the state of California? You've done nothing. Nothing has gotten better since you got in, or Newsom got in. Matter of fact, with Newsom, it got worse. So these questions need to be asked. And they need to be asked not only at school board meetings, but they need to be asked at your board of supervisors and your city council meetings over and over, and don't let them cut you off. The worst thing, okay, you get a little upset and they have Barney take you out of the room. Big deal. Not a big deal. We need to send messages, because if we have one or two, then next thing you know, we have other people wanting to join in. It's the way it works. All right, let's see here. What do we have today in history? We started off with the Pepe Le Pew. That was ended up our trivia question, but he debuted in this day in 1945. And one of our, let's see here. I'm sure many of you will remember this. The Frampton Come Alive album, the Peter Frampton live double album is released. It's one of the best-selling albums, live pop albums of all time, which, by the way, it was originally released in 73, then re-released, which has happened with quite a few songs over the years or albums. Matter of fact, one song off the top of my head, since I saw this, is the Martha and the Vandellas, the song Jimmy Mac, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? That was, I think it was 66 or 65, but it was produced in 1963. And it wasn't released, and the reason is originally because of Vietnam. Now, think about that with the music industry compared to then and now. It wasn't released because Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? A boyfriend or a husband or whatever coming back. And they didn't think that it was the right time to do that, that it might be hard on some people to hear that song. That's how different America is. All right, you've got a minute, please. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly. My brother and sister were actually at that Frampton Comes Alive album concert.
Really? Where
yeah.
Where in the Bay Area was it?
I think it was in San Francisco or Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Piedmont, which is in the Oakland area. So, but yeah, they always, every time we played it, they would say, you hear that? That yelling, that's me.
there's a special needs kid here in the North County who Peter Frampton gave him one of his guitars, I think, and he stopped by the kid's house a couple of times. And Peter Frampton apparently is a very, very nice guy.
I love that story. I've seen him in concert about 4 or 5 times myself. He was my first concert when I was 12 years old.
Well, 12 years old, eh? Okay. Hoo-ah! All right, we're out of time, but hey, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. 12 years old going to a concert. My goodness. What would the... That's it. We're done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Yesterday morning, a section of Highway 46 near the Chelam Y was closed, according to CHP. A semi-truck attempted to make a U-turn on the highway, but ended up getting stuck and blocking both lanes of the 46 East. The closure was first announced just after 9:30 a.m. and lifted after 11 a.m. Congressman Salud Carbajal has released his statement condemning the recent actions in Venezuela under the Trump administration. Carbajal's statement says the military action, quote, undermines the United States' global standing and weakens the international rules-based order our country helped build decades ago. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Barry's back, protecting what matters. He'll have on Mr. Steve Frank, California Political News and Views, 12:30. Then in 1 o'clock hour, Stacey Korsgaden. She's a candidate for the California Insurance Commissioner. All right, enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you very much for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small businesses, and keep that cash local if you can. All right, this hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
With the North- North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.